This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Newly appointed Prime Minister Prachanda underscores revitalization of the economy is the government's first priority. CPN-UML Chair KP Sharma Oli instructs ministers participating in the government to work in the public interest. And China ends COVID quarantine for travelers in January. Now, the news in detail. A delegation of the Confederation of Nepalese Industries, CNI, met with newly appointed Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda. During the meeting at the private residence of the Prime Minister at Kumaltar today, the delegation of the office bearers, led by Chairperson Vishnu Kumar Agrawal, on behalf of the private sector, congratulated and extended best wishes to Dahal on his election to the post of the Prime Minister. On the occasion, the delegation suggested that improvement in the country's economy, which is in challenging conditions, should be the first priority of the new government. The CNI presented the concept of rebooting Nepalese economy, along with the clear steps to be initiated immediately in order to revive the country's economy before the Prime Minister. It also suggested that the measures to be adopted immediately, keeping the fiscal sector, industrial promotion, tourism, energy and information technology area as priorities to revive the country's economy. Prime Minister Dahal asserted that the government's main attention is on improving the economy and the government will collaborate with the Confederation for this. Similarly, a delegation of the Federation of Nepalese Chambers of Commerce and Industries, FNCCI, held a meeting with newly appointed Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda in Kumaltar today. Newly appointed Prime Minister Dahal underscored that reviving the economy is the government's first priority. He said that very first meeting of the Council of Ministers has made a special decision in this connection. During a meeting with the delegation of the FNCCI office bearers this morning, the Prime Minister said he respects the concern and worry shown by the private sector regarding the serious condition of the economy. The FNCCI stated that views are exchanged regarding the revival of the country's economy during the meeting that took place at the Prime Minister's private residence. On the occasion, FNCCI President Shekhar Golcha extended congratulations and best wishes to the newly appointed Prime Minister on behalf of the entire private sector and also briefed the Prime Minister about the present condition of the national economy. Meanwhile, CPN-UML Chair KP Sharma Oli has instructed the ministers participating in the government on behalf of the party to work in the public interest. According to the Secretariat, Chair Oli called newly appointed ministers to his private residence, Balkot, and instructed them to work for good governance, prosperity and national interest. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Vishnu Paudel and Ministers without Department Damodar Bhandari, Jwala Kumari Sa and Rajendra Kumar Rai from UML reached Balkot. Four ministers from UML are participating in the coalition government led by Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda. The mayor of Biratnagar metropolitan city, Nagesh Koirala, has underscored the need for coordination among all three tiers of the government for the prevention and control of human trafficking. Addressing an interesting program organized by Maiti Nepal Morang at the Metropolis's auditorium today, Mayor Koirala viewed that human trafficking can be stopped through the collective initiatives of the government and non-governmental organizations together with the three tiers of the government. He also stressed the need for coordination among the organizations working in the women and children's sector. Officiating Chief District Officer of Morang, Sarat Pokharel, said the prevention and control of human trafficking have become challenging due to open border. Chief Administrative Officer of the Metropolis, Vishnu Prasad Koirala, Deputy Chief of the District Coordination Committee Morang, Usha Jha, Morang Police Chief Shantiraj Koirala, among others, expressed their views on the occasion. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Officials have said China will scrap quarantine for travelers from 8th of January, marking the last major shift from the country's zero-COVID policy. After 3 years of closed borders, this will effectively reopen the country to those who work and study visas or seeking to visit family. But it comes as China struggles with the virus's ferocious spread in the wake of restrictions being lifted. Beijing reported about 4,000 new COVID infections each day last week and few deaths. China is the last major economy in the world to move to living with the COVID after 3 years of lockdown, closed borders and mandatory quarantine for COVID cases and contacts. The so-called zero-COVID approach battered the economy and made citizens wary of restrictions and repeated tests. Closed borders remain the last major restriction since March 2020. Anyone entering China has had to undergo mandatory quarantine at a safe state facility for up to 3 weeks at a time. This was recently reduced to 5 days. At least 28 people have died in western New York State, most of them in Buffalo, as a monster winter storm continues to batter North America. A state official said some people had been trapped in cars for more than 2 days during what probably the worst storm of their lifetime. Meteorologists warn up to 9 more inches of snow are expected in parts of the state through Tuesday. The storm, stretching from Canada to the Mexican border, has killed 56 people. Forecasters say it will ease off in the next few days, but the advice remains to avoid traveling unless essential. Storm-related deaths were also reported in Vermont, Ohio, Missouri, Wisconsin, Kansas, and Colorado. South Florida's temperatures dropped so low that iguanas froze and fell from the trees. A boat carrying more than 180 Rohingya asylum seekers, which have been drifting without power for weeks, has been allowed to land some of the passengers in the Indonesian province of Aceh. This is the second boat carrying Rohingyas to have arrived in Aceh in the past 2 days. NGOs and family members say another boat with 180 on board is thought to have sunk in early December. The Rohingyas are a persecuted ethnic minority in their home in Myanmar. More than a million now live in overcrowded camps in southern Bangladesh following a campaign against them by the Myanmar military, which the United Nations believed could amount to genocide. Meanwhile, the UN Refugee Agency fears 180 refugees on board another boat have probably died. The International Organization for Migration said it had been raising the alarm for some time about boats heading for Malaysia and Indonesia carrying refugees which had not had food or water for weeks. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Karali and Sudhir Pashchim province along with the hilly regions of the rest of the province and mainly fair in the rest of the country with chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the eastern and central high mountainous regions today. For tonight, the division has forecast there will be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country with chances of light snowfall at one or two places in the eastern high mountainous region of the country. Currently, there is a partial influence of the western low-pressure system over the country. As per the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, today's minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 3.8 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature at 19.4 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Newly appointed Prime Minister Prachanda underscores revitalization of the economy is the government's first priority. CPN's UML Chair K.P. Sharma Oli instructs ministers participating in the government to work in the public interest. And China ends COVID quarantine for travelers in January. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.